Well, everybody, welcome to episode 283 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to recap the state volleyball tournament today with several different guests, and we'll also be previewing Saturday's Senior Volleyball Classic at Johnston Middle School. Later on, I'll be visiting with the standout from both the Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial squads. But right now, I'm going to start out with a few guests from the Ankeny Christian Academy team. And leading off is the head coach who has guided the Eagles to a 118-11 record over the last three seasons and three consecutive Class 1A state championships. And that allowed ACA to become only the ninth program ever in Iowa to at least win three titles in a row. She is Michelle Quick. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Absolutely. Doing great.
Well, congratulations on winning another championship. You've had about a week now to soak everything in. You know, does it still seem kind of surreal what you guys were able to accomplish?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Every day I kind of think back like, wow, that happened. And just every day I bump into somebody that I haven't talked to or that wants to say congratulations and kind of have a little chat or recap about it. And so it's just fun to kind of go back through and talk through what that week looked like and how it feels. But yeah, it still kind of seems like, wow, that happened.
Well, this team was led by a core group of five seniors, and two of them are sitting here with us today, and I'll be talking to them in a few minutes. But when these girls were freshmen in the 2021 season, you guys posted a 33-4 record, and you lost to Gladbrook Rhinebeck in three sets in the regional final. Now, you obviously had to feel at that time like this group had the potential for a bright future, you know, but did you ever imagine that they would go on to win three straight titles?
Well, I knew we had a bright future. I knew we had a talented group at that point, and it still kind of stings a little bit when we look back. I know we lost by eight, so we lost 2-4 and 2 in those three sets. I don't think we'll ever forget that, but I probably should just let that go at this point. You know, after we won our first championship, it was kind of an unreal outcome, you know, being down two sets and then coming back from, you know, a down 7-point deficit kind of towards the end of the game was kind of shocking to be able to come back and win that. So going into our second year, I thought we had the potential, but you never know. You never know who you're going to play and what that competition is going to look like. But this year it was kind of like, wow, can we do this again? So I think that was the big question. And it happened. It happened. I remember going into our first state tournament and sitting down with Coach Wims, and he's like, you know, you're not done, right? And, you know, my first thought in postseason at that point 3 years ago was to think, wow, we got there. We got there. But once I started to kind of sink it in and think, we're not just here. We're gonna do what we can do to take this home. So I think that was the mentality that we had all 3 years, was get there, but keep working.
Well, yeah, Coach Wims, he's a guy that knows how to win championships for sure.
He does.
Well, of course, you guys were ranked number one in the preseason this year after winning those first two crowns, and you were the favorite all along to win another championship. You went undefeated against Class 1A competition all season, and you were never really seriously threatened by a 1A opponent. You know, do you think your girls ever felt any pressure to win again? You know, it didn't seem like they showed it if they did.
Yeah, they definitely didn't show it. So whether they were thinking it, I don't even think they even talked about it, which is awesome. I mean, we talk about that a lot in practice, as to stand tall and stand strong and not let anybody see kind of what's internally kind of eating you alive. Yeah, we're 65 consecutive matches wins in 1A. I didn't realize that until after last week, and my husband shared that with me. That's pretty awesome to kind of think that through. You know, there's a lot of 1A teams out there that are very solid. We haven't matched up with all of them yet, but it's very exciting to kind of think about holding kind of that match win and knowing that we can kind of compete against anybody.
We had this team set a school record with 40 wins this year, and some of your most impressive wins came early in the season against some larger schools. On August 31st, you guys posted victories against Valley, Norwalk, Waukee, Ankeny, and Dowling Catholic to win the Ankeny Centennial Invitational, and I think you guys really opened a lot of eyes that day to just how good this team is. And I know you obviously felt like your team could compete at that tournament, you know, and that's why you got into it, but did that performance even surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, I think as the day went on, we went into it thinking, you know, we have nothing to lose. You know, we're a 1A school going into a tournament with mostly 5 5A schools, and it was kind of the best of the best. So I think it helped the girls be a little bit more calm and relaxed. And as we started to win games, I think the drive just got a little bit deeper and harder as we continued on throughout the day. I remember being in the championship match as well, thinking like, wow, we're here in the championship match. And then we started like winning. And I said, okay, well, let's just finish it. And I think it was a bit of a surprise, but also it just showed the grit and the ability that these girls are able to do when they were on the court together.
Well, all five of your losses came to state qualifiers, and they were all larger schools, of course. The last one was to Carol Kemper at the Hampton-Dumont tournament on October 12th. And then after that loss, your team then reeled off 9 consecutive wins to close out the season without losing a set along the way. You know, do you think that loss maybe helped the team to get refocused a little bit heading into the postseason?
Maybe. That loss was kind of a tough one because it's tough to kind of balance like what really took place there, other than we knew like Katie rolled her ankle in the third set of the championship match, and the team just battled really strong. We almost came out with a win on that championship match, which was really exciting. And we've been, you know, challenged against Carol Kemper all the way back through our youth, and these girls playing against the Carol Thunder program. So, you know, I don't know that it really drove our girls, just because we had an injury and it kind of changed things. But that next week, Katie did sit out for the whole week going into the Bluegrass Conference Championship, and our setter Ella Bussell just stepped right in and kept the team together, and everybody kept pushing and knew that you know, if something happens, that we've got people that can step in and take on that role. So, you know, my goal is always to have people prepared, whether they're ready for it or not. We have to have preparations and just in case somebody does go down. But I think it helped kind of refuel the team by having a loss like that, or having a player out with an injury, and to keep fighting strong and playing strong and doing everything that they can to continue to produce those wins.
Well, yeah, sometimes an injury can be a blessing in disguise, you know, to give somebody else a little more experience. I'm sure you probably felt that way too.
A little bit. Maybe not, but a little bit. When your setter goes down and we're running a 5-1 all year, it was a little bit terrifying and wondering what that would look like in the next couple of weeks. We had a very short time of recovery, but Katie did a great job of being very diligent with getting herself back up and running, because we weren't sure if she would be 100% going into the state tournament, which was a little bit terrifying. But again, we knew that we had some players that were capable of coming in and helping if we needed that to happen.
Well, two of your team's losses came to Pleasant Valley and Denver, and both of those teams went on to win state titles last week as well. And I caught just a little bit of Pleasant Valley during the Class 5A tournament, and they were really impressive. But I'm guessing you feel like, you know, your team could have been competitive in any of those classes, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. I think a lot of people say that. We could have competed with anybody. Of course, you know, that's the best of the best. When it gets down to the final eight in each class level, the best of the best are there, and we did play a lot of the best of the best, which is really exciting. Denver is a powerhouse. They're just strong all around. Really impressed with them, and Pleasant Valley as well. So, you know, could we have competed? Sure. Could we have taken home a championship? Who knows? Who knows? But we definitely are able to compete with whatever class level comes in front of us.
Well, it'd be fun to see a matchup between those teams.
Mm-hmm.
One, you told me last week that it was going to be really sad, you know, when the tournament was over and you'd realize that you would not be able to coach this group of seniors again. You know, but they obviously will be leaving a great legacy behind, and they'll set a very high standard for future teams to try to reach. And as much as you're going to miss them on the court next year, you're probably going to miss them even more off the court, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And those questions come up, and then I have a little pain in my heart for sure. You know, all of these girls have become, you know, very close to daughters to me, and they're amazing young women. And, you know, we have a great rest of their senior year ahead of us. You know, Morgan's going to be playing basketball, and Katie as well. Cardi and Macy are going to be playing club volleyball. I get to watch them on the court still, and with softball as well. So there's a lot of time yet before they get to that graduation mark. That's probably where it's going to hit a little bit more, but they just have just amazing bright futures ahead of them, and I'm excited to kind of see where God's plan kind of takes them in the future. But it was so fun yesterday on signing day just to see them and just feel that joy of what their next step is going to look like when they do graduate.
Well, you will get a chance to coach one more time this season at the Senior Volleyball Classic on Saturday. You'll be coaching the Cyclones team, and two of your players will be Reagan Hanfeld of Ankeny and Delaney Miller of Ankeny Centennial, and I'll be talking to both of them here in a little bit as well. You know, I'm sure you're really looking forward to this event. Now, will your team have much time on Saturday, or even any time at all, to get together and practice a little bit, or you just have to go out there and try to wing it?
Yeah, we have a little bit of time in the morning to get to know each other. I know a lot of these girls actually on all four teams, and you know, we've come across these girls kind of for years. And we'll get a little bit of time. You know, it's pretty easy when you've got such a talented group to put them on a team. They can just just, you know, function together. I have, you know, every confidence in the world there. I had a little bit of opportunity with Reagan back in eighth grade. I, you know, coached her for just a little bit, but I've known her for a very long time. And Delaney as well, I've known her for a long time. So I was super excited to have them. Of course, there were lots of girls on the list that I wanted to have on my team, but I didn't get to choose them. And it'll be fun to kind of get to know some additional names. Molly Schaefer's on our team from Eddyville, and we've known her for years as well, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just exciting to be able to coach some other girls at this talent and in this skill level. But it will be interesting to coach against one of my players. So that's going to be hard.
Well, yeah, it looks like your team is a pretty good mix of players from large schools and some smaller schools. So probably kind of neat to see how they all come together, huh?
Yeah, it will. You know, everybody runs a little bit different system or tempo or whatever it may be. But I think with the talent level among all of these girls and all of the teams, they'll be able to put it together. We've gone and watched it for the last several years, and it's always just fun. It's fun to see who's out there, who's playing, you know, how they mesh well together, and they make it just, you know, really a fun event. So I don't really expect to have to do a whole lot. I just get to have fun with these girls.
Well, yeah, your daughter Katie and then her teammate Carly Craighead will also be participating in the event, and I'll be getting their thoughts on the event here shortly. But your Cyclones team will actually be playing against Carly, like you mentioned, on Saturday. You know, will that be kind of strange to be coaching against her?
Absolutely. It'll be a little bit different. I know her mannerisms, but it doesn't mean that I can do anything about it. I can just tell the other girls. I thought it would be kind of fun to coach against Katie because I know how crafty she can be. It'll be different looking at her on the other side of the court, especially with her ACA jersey on, but it'll be a lot of fun, and it's just a joy to be able to see these girls play. And, you know, whatever the outcome, you know, I don't like to lose, but, you know, Carly doesn't either. So we'll see how that turns out.
Well, Coach, congratulations again, and thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my next two guests were both senior standouts on the Ankeny Christian Academy team. To my left is the setter who was named the captain of the Class 1A All-Tournament team for the third year in a row, and she is the reigning Class 1A Player of the Year with a good chance to probably win that award again. She is Katie Quick. Katie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And to my right is an outside hitter who joined Katie on the All-Tournament team for the third straight year. She'll also be joining Katie at the Senior Volleyball Classic on Saturday. She is Carly Craighead. Carly, thanks for coming in today. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth with you guys. Katie, let's start with you. You know, it's been a week now since you guys won your third consecutive title. Yeah, has it sunk in yet that you've played your final match for ACA and for your mom?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a little while until it really hits me that it's over. But yeah, I feel like it's just been such a busy week this past week that I haven't really had time to let it sink in. But I'm sure it'll hit me here soon.
Well, Carly, I mentioned how the core group of five seniors has played a major role in all three championship teams. You know, but some of the other players have changed over the course of these last few seasons. Did this year feel any different than the other two, or was it pretty similar?
I mean, every year it always feels different in the beginning because you have to adjust to not having the seniors from the year before. But once you get going, we kind of got like in our groove. And it does always help having the core group too. But this year was just as fun. So.
Well, Katie, this is an amazing three-year run that you guys have had. Certainly the most memorable championship match that your team played in was that one that your mom mentioned in 2022 when you guys rallied from a 2-0 deficit against Gladbrook-Rhinebeck and they overcame four match points to avenge that loss from the regional final the year before. You know, is that the craziest match that you've ever been a part of?
Yeah, that's probably the craziest game that I have ever played and maybe even seen. Yeah, it's going to be hard to top that game because it was such a crazy comeback that is like hard to even imagine.
Well, after winning that title, it almost seemed like it was downhill from there for you guys to win the next two championships because you lost only two sets total in the next two state tournaments combined. Now, Carly, you guys could have easily lost that first title match against Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. You know, do you think if you had lost that match that it might have changed the course of history over the next two seasons because, you know, maybe you guys wouldn't have had the same level of confidence?
I honestly don't think it would have changed it because one of the reasons we won sophomore year was because we lost to Gladbrook freshman year and our team, like, uses that fuel. So I think we would have still been capable of winning the next 2 years if we would have lost because we would have used it.
Sure. Well, Katie, we talked to your mom about the tough schedule that you guys played this season, facing numerous larger schools. You know, what did that do for the team's confidence when you guys won that Centennial Tournament?
Yeah, winning the Centennial Tournament was definitely one of the highest moments of my career for sure. I think that gave us motivation to know that, like, we are capable to win games against 5A state caliber teams. So we should definitely be able to win the 1A games. And the only thing after that, winning that tournament was that we needed to like stay hungry for the 1A games and go get another state title, which we did.
Well, Carly, were you surprised at all by the success that you guys had that day?
I wasn't surprised by the effort everyone gave because when we are mentally locked in, our team can accomplish so much. Our team has the skills. We just had to get over the mental block of thinking that the other teams are better because they're a bigger school, and I think we proved it at that tournament that we can play with any school no matter the size. We also had lost to Ankeny previously, so playing them again made us want to beat them like that much more.
Well, then when you guys went back to facing a 1A competition, Carly, you guys simply dominated. You had multiple matches where your opponents didn't even score 25 points combined in the three sets, let alone, you know, doing that in one set to take a set off you guys. You know, I don't want to demean your competition, but did you guys almost get bored at times because you were so dominant?
I don't think I would use the word boring, but it's definitely hard to go from high-level competition to slower competition. But I thought our team did a good job of staying focused in those games. Like, we would talk about goals before the game to make sure we were still focused and weren't letting up, and we really focused on not playing down to another team's level. But as a team, we needed to keep playing our game, and we also were able to use those games to really focus in on the little details to help us improve.
Well, Katie, much of your dominance came at the service line, where you led the entire state in aces for the third year in a row with 120. Three of your teammates also ranked in the top 12 in the state in aces. Anna Weathers was second with 99, Macy Nearing was sixth with 81, and Carly was tied for 11th with 76. And of course, your team was by far the state leader with 502 aces. So was serving something that you guys really put a heavy emphasis on? You know, do you think you guys practiced serving more than the other teams did?
Yes, serving is definitely one of our main focus points. Every day we spend at least 30 to 45 minutes doing serve and serve receive. And in games, we try really hard to focus on hitting our serving spots and to serve as aggressively as we can. And yeah, it really paid off, obviously, as you can see in our success and in the stats.
Well, the fifth senior on your team that I haven't mentioned yet is Morgan Fincham, and she told me for the Prep of the Week feature that you guys celebrated your championship by going to Steak and Shake, which has become your tradition. So I've never been to Steak and Shake, but I've heard good things. You know, so Carly, is it the shakes that are really good, or is it both things?
After the game, I was starving, so the burger and shake was both so good. It hit the spot.
I'll bet. Do you have a favorite flavor of shake there?
I got cookies and cream. It was pretty good.
That sounds good. Well, Katie, we talked with your mom about the sadness that she felt when she realized that she won't be coaching this group of seniors again. You know, obviously, you guys had another championship to celebrate, and I'm sure there was plenty of joy to go around, you know, living in that moment. But now, are you still riding that high, or have you started to feel some of the sadness that, you know, that the amazing run is over?
Yeah, I think some of the sadness is definitely starting to kick in a little bit, but I think it's kind of a good sadness too, though, because we ended it in the best way possible, and obviously I'll always have these memories to look back on.
Well, I do want to get both of your thoughts on the Senior Volleyball Classic, but first I just wanted to touch briefly about your guys' future on the volleyball court. Katie, you've signed to play at Drake, so you'll be staying close to home, and I see the Bulldogs currently have an 18-8 record heading into a couple of matches this weekend. Do you feel like the program is headed in the right direction, and do you feel like your skill set will be a good fit for, you know, what the roster that they have right now?
Yes, the program is definitely heading in the right direction, and they've been continuing to get better each year. Coach McBroom has done such an amazing job at really building up the program and turning things around, and I'm excited for the future of the program. Yeah, I was recruited as a setter, but Coach McBroom really likes my versatility, so I'll do whatever is best for the team, and I'm excited to see what can happen.
Well, you've been in a unique position here the last few years of being able to play for your mom, and although, you know, there might be some challenges with that dynamic, I know you guys are very close, and it was a situation that obviously produced a lot of success. You know, so you guys clearly made it work. Do you think the biggest challenge for you in going to Drake will be adjusting to a new head coach? Because, you know, I'm sure you felt like there was a lot of benefits to having your mom as the coach.
Yes, it's definitely amazing being able to play for my mom. We're able to come home every day and just talk about everything, what's going well and what isn't going well, and that's definitely a great privilege to have. I have been able to play for many other coaches though as well, through like club and the high performance program, so it's not unfamiliar to me to play for other coaches, and I think I'll be able to do well transitioning to Drake and the new coaching staff.
And Carly, you're headed to Cedarville University in Ohio, and that's a Division II program that is also part of the National Christian College Athletic Association. Now, did you look at a lot of schools, and how did you end up at Cedarville?
Yeah, I didn't look at a ton of schools, but I did take in consideration like all of my options before choosing Cedarville. My brother went to Cedarville and just graduated last year from there, so I'd been on campus previously, and I really liked it. Cedarville is a pretty cool place and has great values, and it was also very welcoming. And I also really like that I will get to continue my Christian education. And their volleyball team had a lot of similarities to our program, which was very comforting. And I also really like their coach.
Now, I've got some family out in Ohio, but I'm not sure where that's at. What part of Ohio is it in?
It's like a couple hours from like Dayton.
From Dayton, yeah, mm-hmm. That's where my family is. So, well, I know your teammate Anna Weathers is headed there as well to play softball. So, is that just a coincidence that you guys ended up committing to the same school, or is there something you guys talked about?
Yeah, so her brother is also at Cedarville right now, so she had been on campus and really liked it. I definitely encouraged her a lot to go there because I feel like she would thrive there, and I think she will. So when she committed, I was like so excited that I get to see her that outside of high school too.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, let's talk about the Senior Volleyball Classic now. Katie, you'll be a member of the Panthers team that will play at 4 p.m. against the Bulldogs team. Now, shouldn't you be on the Bulldogs team? What happened there?
I know. I thought that it was pretty ironic when I found out that I was playing for the Panthers, especially since they're kind of rivals of Drake.
Well, sure. Well, you'll get a chance to play against a couple of standouts from Ankeny and Centennial, Cameron Scheib and Jaden Pratt, who are both on the Bulldogs team. Your team will be coached by Tony Comstock of Shenandoah, and a couple of your teammates will be Annalise Grant of Dowling Catholic and Gabriella Reagans of Pleasant Valley. So do you know most of the girls on your team, and do you think it's going to be a fun experience?
Yeah, it's kind of a small world in volleyball, so I definitely know a lot of the names, and actually almost all the names, and even some of the girls I know personally. So it should be a lot of fun, and it'll definitely be a great experience to play with new players.
Well, as a setter, it's going to be your job to set up all of your teammates for attacks, and it does sound like you'll have a little time to maybe practice together in the morning, but you probably have a lot of teammates telling you to feed them the ball, huh?
Yeah, there will definitely be not much time to get ready, but yeah, there'll be some time to get to know each other, but we won't be able to set up very many plays, I'm guessing, so we'll probably just have to stick to the basic stuff. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to be able to play with new girls and getting to experiment with like mixing how I play and how they play.
Now, I've played a lot of pickup basketball in my day, and you can get out there and kind of freelance some things. In volleyball, can you kind of do the same thing? If you have people that know how to play the game, can you kind of do that too, just kind of freelance?
Yeah, I'm guessing it shouldn't be too much of a problem because like we all play the same sport. So just the basic high sets outside and sets the middle, it should be a lot of the same stuff, but yeah.
Sure. Well, Carla, you'll be a member of the Hawkeyes team that will play at 5:30 against the Cyclones team that will be coached by Michelle. So you'll have one last chance to play against Reagan Hanfelt and Delaney Miller. You know, are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm super excited and honored to be a part of these games. There's a lot of talent, and it's going to be like very fun and entertaining to watch. I'm familiar with like most of the girls on the team, and I've played against almost all of them at one point, but there are a couple girls that I'm not super familiar with.
Well, and your team will be coached by Austin Shepherd of Wapsie Valley, and yeah, I see a couple of your teammates will be Shannon Mormon of Dyke New Hartford and Brooke Krogman of West Delaware, and those are two players that you've played against this year, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm excited to play with them, and I'm also excited to play with Aspen again because I played with her in club last year. So,
all right. Well, girls, thanks a lot for coming in today, and congratulations again on the great season. Appreciate it, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, my final two guests tonight are both standout players who will be playing in the Senior Volleyball Classic on Saturday at Johnston Middle School, and they'll actually be playing on the same team. To my left is an Ankeny Centennial star who helped her team to a 32-5 record this season, and she signed a letter of intent yesterday to continue her volleyball career at Wayne State. She is Delaney Miller. Delaney, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
And to my right is an Ankeny star who helped her team to a 36-5 mark this season, and she signed a letter of intent yesterday to join the Iowa State's program. She is Reagan Hanfelt. Reagan, thanks for coming in. How
are
you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth with you guys today. I do want to talk about the Senior Volleyball Classic, but I also want to get a few thoughts from you on the state tournament. I just had Coach Quick and a couple of her players from ACA on the podcast, and the two of you will actually be playing for Coach Quick on Saturday. I don't think anyone was surprised that the Eagles won their third consecutive state title, and I know both of you have friends on that team. You know, so Delaney, were you happy to see them win another title, and what do you think it says about the level of volleyball in Ankeny?
Yeah, I think it's great. I love all of the players there, and I think they deserve it because they work so hard, and Michelle has built a great program over there, so it's always fun to see what they can do, and they've broken history, they've made history. I mean, it's awesome to see, and I was cheering them along all the way, so that was really awesome.
and Reagan. Of course, your Yankee team got a chance to play ACA twice early in the season. You guys beat them at your season opening quadrangular on August 27th, but then the Eagles won the rematch 4 days later in the semifinals of the Centennial Tournament, and they went on to beat Dowling to win the tournament. You know, from what you saw, do you think ACA could have been competitive in state in any of the classes?
Yeah, I definitely do think that they could have been competitive in any class. I mean, Michelle, like you said, Delaney, has built a great program there, and their ball control is really good, and they definitely have a great coach and great players. So, yeah, I think that they could be competitive in any class.
Well, let's talk briefly about your team's matches at state now. Reagan, you guys obviously had a tough loss there to Waukee Northwest in the quarterfinals, but that was a young and talented team that made it all the way to the finals before losing to Pleasant Valley. You had 9 kills and 3 blocks in your final match, and I know it wasn't the way that you guys wanted your season to end, but you know, you have to be awfully proud of everything that you guys accomplished this year. I think you finished with more wins than any team in Class 5A, with the exception of Indianola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super proud of our team this year. I mean, we went through a lot together, and I just think that we are all super close, like I've said, and it was just a really special team to be a part of.
We guys tried to come back from a 2-0 deficit, and there were 12 ties and 3 lead changes in that third set, and twice you guys took the lead and had a chance to close out the set, but then the Wolves would get a side out. I'm sure you feel like if you guys could have won that set that you would have had the momentum, and maybe things would have turned out different, huh?
Yeah, I definitely thought that. We went back after the second set, and we were just all kind of like, this could be our last time playing together, because we are like a team of seniors basically. So I was like, we just have to give it our all, and Northwest, they are very, very good, and they have a very strong block, and so I think that we really did put it all out there.
Well, Delaney, your team opened the tournament with a sweep over Cedar Falls, and that put you in the semifinals for the third straight year. You had 24 of your team's 44 kills in that match, and you were pretty much unstoppable at times. You know, do you think that was one of the best matches you've ever played?
I think so. I think knowing it's my senior year, I wanted to go in there and make a statement and just fight for my team, fight for every point. And honestly, like, in that match, I didn't know what my stats looked like. I was just going out there and giving it everything I had. But yeah, it's a really fun game to go and watch back, and I'm really proud of my performance.
Well, I'm sure many people in Yankee were hoping for a Jaghawk rematch in the semifinals, but obviously that didn't happen. And I don't know if you guys watched, you know, much of that Northwest match versus Yankee after you were done playing, but the Wolves did have 17 blocks in that match, and I'm sure you knew that it was going to be a dogfight against them, didn't you?
It always is. Northwest is such a good team, and like, Jody Vogt is such a good coach, and I don't think anyone really expected Northwest to come out like they did this year, and I think that is just a tribute to how good of a coach she truly is. Like, they returned maybe 3-4 players, and they were able to go back to the championship match. Like, I commend them for that, and they put up such a good fight this season. So I mean, we always knew that it was going to be a war, but they're a great team. So we wish we could have come out of that one a little bit differently, but they just fought for it. It was a great match.
Well, yeah, your team had won 2 of the 3 previous meetings against Northwest, but the Wolves got off to a fast start. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead before you guys rallied, and you forced the decisive fifth set. In that last set, Northwest took a 4-0 lead, but then you guys came back and took a 12-11 lead, and it seemed like maybe you had the momentum. And of course, earlier in the season, you guys had that dramatic comeback win over them in the fifth set. So do you think for a few moments that maybe history was going to repeat itself?
Yeah, I think after winning the third and fourth set, we definitely had a lot of momentum going into the fifth. I think we did start off a little bit slow, which was unfortunate, but I think talking with the team, like, none of us were thinking that we were going to lose. We really just fought for each other there, and we played great ball. It was a battle, and I'm proud how we came back all the way. We never gave up hope, and this team was just a team of fight, and I'm proud of them all the way through.
Well, yeah, it was back and forth, you know, right down until the end, and you guys were able to fight off 3 match points. 2 of them were on kills by you before the Wolves eventually closed it out. And I know you have to be awfully proud of how your team battled back, but, you know, that had to be such a heartbreaker to be that close to winning and getting to the final and just to fall short. Have you been able to get over the loss, or have you been able to move on from it?
Yeah, that one burned a bit. I think we thought back to last year too, and how we lost in the semifinals there, and we definitely didn't want history to repeat itself. And I think that puts a little bit more into that there. But yeah, it was a heartbreaker. And ending my season like that, I don't think anyone wants to. It was a great match, but yeah, it was really sad.
Well, of course, you were named to the all-tournament team the next day for the second year in a row, and that was certainly a very deserving honor. You had 21 more kills in that loss to Northwest, and you finished your career with 1,094, which ranked second in school history. You know, was it kind of hard to watch that championship match, though, you know, knowing how close you guys were to be playing in it?
It's so hard. That's all any team wants, is to get to that championship match. We wanted it for each other, and I wanted to be able to play one more game with my fellow seniors. And I mean, it's so hard because the joy that playing in a championship match brings is unmatched. And I think that losing 3 years in a row in the semifinals and being that close every time, it burned. And I think it just gives me more fuel to become a better player and hopefully bring what I've learned into college and have a really successful career there.
Well, Delaney, you have to feel like you and the other seniors, Jaden Pratt and Finley Griner, are leaving the program in a better spot than when you arrived. And Reagan, I'm sure you feel the same way. You and the other seniors played a major role in helping the team improve from a 24-15 record last year to the 36-5 mark this season. And it seems like Coach Bethke has the program headed in the right direction. You know, do you feel like you've helped to lay the foundation for the team's future success?
Yeah, I definitely think that we've kind of shown some of the underclassmen like what it's like to be a Hawkette, and just kind of some of the traditions that we hold and things like that. I think that we're leaving it in a great spot, and especially with, I know I've mentioned this, but how close we all were and how we're all such good friends, I think that that really brought some of the underclassmen together as well, and kind of showing that, I mean, that's really special and you don't really get that often.
Well, before we talk about the Senior Volleyball Classic, I just wanted to touch briefly on your guys' future on the volleyball court. Reagan, I mentioned that you signed with Iowa State, and I know both of your parents went there. You know, they have to be really excited that they'll be able to continue to watch you play.
Yeah, they definitely are, and I think that they're pretty glad that I'm staying closer. So, yeah, they're very proud of me. They're my number one supporters, and I'm really grateful to have them in my life.
Well, I see Iowa State currently has a 9-14 record. Have you been up there to see any matches this fall?
Yeah, I went to the Iowa State game a couple weeks ago, and that was super fun. And then I have also gone to I think they played Texas Tech, and that was also a really fun game. And all the girls are super fun, and I really like it down there.
Well, the Cyclones have traditionally had a strong program under Coach Christy Johnson Lynch, and I know they're having a little bit of a down year, but do you feel like, you know, you can step in next fall and be a big part of the team's rebuild?
Yeah, I'm grateful for anything that I get, and I'm super excited to just kind of go down there and experience it, and yeah.
Well, Delaney, I know you're one of four incoming recruits at Wayne State, and you were telling me off air that a couple of my guests are transfers, junior college transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Wildcats are currently 20-6, and they're ranked 15th in the Division II poll. Now, have you gotten a chance to get to know, you know, some of those players and the incoming recruits pretty well?
Yeah, I've gotten to know the incoming recruits pretty well. We went to camp together this summer, and so far I love all the girls, and I hope that we can continue building a really close relationship, which I'm assuming we will just because we'll be together so much playing volleyball. But I also love the girls that are there too. They've been nothing but supportive, and even being in separate states, we cheer each other on for every single match that we play, and I'm really excited to get there because the community and the team culture is just so strong. So I'm excited to see the type of bonds that I can make and the love that we'll have for each other and become a family.
Well, this is obviously a team that already has some pretty good talent, but I see in their press release yesterday the coach, is it Knieffel or Knieffel?
Knieffel.
Knieffel, mm-hmm. Okay. He said that your overall or overhead ball control and jumping ability will allow you to compete for playing time very early in your career. You know, I'm sure your goal is to contribute right away, isn't it?
I hope so. I mean, I, like Reagan said, I'll be grateful for anything that I get, and I know that it's going to be hard work. I mean, nothing in college is going to come easy, and I'm hoping to earn my playing time just like everyone else is trying to earn theirs, but I really just want to become an overall better player and just keep playing this sport that I love, and continue to learn so much from all three coaches and my teammates that will be there also.
Well, let's talk about the Senior Volleyball Classic now. You guys will both play for the Cyclones team, and that makes sense for you, Reagan. I asked Katie Quick here a little bit ago why she wasn't on the Bulldogs team. That doesn't make sense. But anyway, like I mentioned earlier, Ankeny Christian's Michelle Quick will be coaching your team. You know, are you guys happy that you'll be coached by someone that you know a little bit?
Yeah, I really love Michelle. I mean, she's kind of been one of my coaches or just part of my volleyball life I think it was 12U, and she has definitely been a major role in everything for me, so I'm super excited to have her as my coach.
And you're familiar with the two, right?
Yes, I love Michelle. I think she's special because she has so much faith in the players that she coaches, and I felt that throughout my whole volleyball career also, so I'm really excited to have the chance to be coached by her, because she's been such a close friend to me and just such a good role model. And I'm excited to see what knowledge she can bring to my game, like in game time situations. So that'll be a little bit different for me, but I'm so excited to learn more from her and just get to experience this with her.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at your team's roster and I see quite a few names that I don't recognize, but one name that I do recognize is Dowling setter Ella Rogers, who I know is a great player. She's obviously very familiar with both of you guys. So do you think that'll make it easier for her to connect with both of you guys, you know, on your attacks?
Yeah. Me and Ella used to go to college recruiting camps together, like I think it was sophomore year. And I really like her. She's very sweet and just like overall a great volleyball player. So I'm really excited to see what she can bring.
And how about you? Are you familiar with her, Bert?
I'm not that familiar with her, actually. Obviously, we know of each other, but we've never played together. But I think it'll be a really cool experience, like I've said, just to be able to play with different players. And I'm glad that we have that practice in the morning so that we can just get familiar with how everyone plays, because none of us have really played together as a unit. So it'll be such a fun experience, but we'll definitely learn a little bit about, like, having to go on the fly, too.
Well, yeah, Michelle was saying earlier that you will have a little bit of time, I guess, to work on some things, but there probably isn't much time to put together, like, any plays, is there?
Probably not. I mean, yeah. Michelle, you never know what's up her sleeve. I mean, she's a great, great coach, so I don't know.
Yeah, and I think, too, with the amount of volleyball experience we all have, I think, like, all of our knowledge will just kind of be put together, and like, we all know how to play the sport of volleyball.
Yeah.
So it'll be easy to communicate what we want to do with each other and it be like reciprocated.
Well, it should be a pretty cool event. Good luck on Saturday to both you guys, and congratulations again on a great career to both of you, and thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Christian Academy volleyball coach Michelle Quick and two of her players, Katie Quick and Carly Craighead. And then we finished up with two other players. We had Delaney Miller from Ankeny Centennial and Reagan Hanfelt from Ankeny. I appreciate the time from all of those ladies. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.